Time for our local hero spotlight. Phil Corman from CESA is off, the executive director with Devon Whitney Deal, who you coordinate the local hero program and many people may see at the Tuesday market in Northampton and the Saturday market in Greenfield, is here pinch hitting for Phil while you're not jamming.
Yes, that's correct, Monty. We're jamming.
Oh, not that kind of jamming.
Well, I jam with Fruit, Monty.
Oh, right.
Me and Fruit, we get together.
I never heard that band. Are they any good?
They're great.
And you brought with you today Allison Landell from the Bars Farm in Deerfield. And on your shirt, it says the best damn tomatoes in the valley. I'm pretty sure I can say damn on the radio and not get in too much trouble. But what makes your tomatoes the best damn tomatoes in the valley? You go to hell if you eat them.
We actually, I'm very conscientious of flavor. That's the biggest thing. So we will go through a number of varieties till we find some that have really good flavor, and then we grow them.
What's the kind of variety that if you were going to make like a regular, I make tomato sauce all the time, like big giant vat batches of it. What it would be the go-to variety for you for that?
Well, we do a BHN 589.
BHN 589?
Yep.
Is that the morning after pill?
Oh, God. I hope I'm not growing those. But no, it's a special variety that Seedway carries. And we've just really, it's got a good disease package, an awesome flavor.
The other thing that you guys do at the Bars Farm in Deerfield is, and I didn't know this, that I knew it from a home gardener perspective, that many gardeners don't start with seeds. They start with a starter of some sort for vegetables and even other types of plants. But growing from a seed is difficult, and you do most of your growing on the farm from seed up, and you're one of the people that starts the starters, right?
Almost all of our product is started from seed in our growth chambers, in the greenhouse, in small seed trays, and then we bring them along, and then we transplant them into what most people know as the cell packs, which is what most general public will buy them.
Right, if you go to the farmer's market or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so hard for lay people like me to get seeds to become those plants and not feel like I don't have a green thumb and be discouraged and just cry myself to sleep again?
It's climate, control of the heat. We have heating pads in the growth chambers. A lot of people don't use growth chambers.
I do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that publicly? So it's really the climate control then. And
it's
because you've already have that infrastructure built in, why don't more farmers themselves do it though? Because I'm assuming then it's more expensive to purchase the individual plants than it would be to purchase seeds.
I guess because it depends on what the farmer is farming. You know, obviously potato growers use their potatoes from the year before to put in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other farmers may have, you know, be doing so many different things like fruit and vegetables and other things that they just don't have the time. And it does take a little bit of time. We start in February.
Allison Landell from the Bars Farm in Deerfield. Now, you also have a wide variety, according to you, Devon Whitney Deal, who's the local hero coordinator for CESA, the local hero folks, the largest variety of hot peppers of any farm that you know of, right?
That is true, Monty.
Mm-hmm.
We make a lot of hot pepper jelly. So I haven't seen anybody with more than what Allison has had.
How many varieties do you have?
Between 23 and 25.
What is the hottest pepper that you have?
Right now, it's probably the white habanero.
It's so hot, it's white. It's white hot.
It's a white habanero.
Do people like come to you because they're those insane people, sort of like me, who like crave the hottest of hot sauces?
I'm getting calls from New York already for people that have seen our website and want to come get them.
Can you even eat the hottest hot pepper that you have?
No.
Have you ever tried?
Yes.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
No.
I can't tell you how many like YouTube videos I've seen where there's like a psycho guy who's going to try the hottest hot sauce. And then like the YouTube video is like him pacing around a room for like 3 hours. And then they take him to the hospital.
My husband has three ghost plants, which is the hottest pepper in the world right now.
Ghost plants?
Yeah, but I won't.
Because they kill you?
They're the hottest pepper in the world.
Really?
Yeah. And
but
I will not let him put them on the stand.
Does he eat them?
He's gotten halfway through.
Oh, my God. He's gotten halfway through a ghost pepper?
Yeah. He eats a hot pepper a day.
Wow. Do you fear for him? Does he, like, sweat it out? Like,
oh, he sweats it out, all right.
Is he okay to live with, like,
yeah,
in bed that night?
Yeah, he cleans your system in one way or another.
Allison Landell from the Bars Farm in Deerfield and Devon Whitney Deal, the local hero coordinator for CESA.